Okay, we're in Perek Yimel Mishnah Beis. Those who are missing are taking a nap for the Mishnah Seim. Incredible shot in Havi Mispal B'Shloim Mishal Malchus. Totally out of left field. This piece we're going to learn today in Rachayim is in Nefesh Achayim, is his Yisoid in Davening, in the Kavanah of Davening. Which is unique. We learned the beginning of Mishnah Beis. We learned only the first line. The Mishnah said, Rav Chanan Sagan HaKayinim said, have a mispal b'shloi mishal malchus, daven for the welfare of the government, shal malay mera ish esrayeyu chaye b'lai. Were it not that human beings were afraid of the government, people would devour each other. So this is saying that you gotta hope for law and order. When there's anarchy, then Jews suffer. That's the simple pshat in the Mishnah. Chaim Volozhiner has a totally different pshat in Havi Mispal B'Shloim Mishal Malchus. He says it means to daven for the welfare of God. Now, why daven for the welfare of God? Because Malchus is God. Now, before he says that, bearing in mind where he was, they stuck in a little piece for the government censor who would read the piece. So we'll read it. It's in brackets in my print, in your print as well. He begins by saying, "Hatana Hakadosh Hazeh, Shachai Beis Churban Beis Kodshenu." The Tana who lived in the time of the Churban, as is known in the Seder Hadayrus, Aideh Raimiim, Basha Rabas Tzorareinu, who made plenty of trouble for us. Gamaz his Raimiim Hatana Lidroi Shlaamo Lispal B'Shalom Shalmachas Raimiim. He told his people to dab for the welfare of the Roman government. Kidnoida L'Choloim Etzifrei Chachameinu. As any person who studies the Svarim knows, everyone knows that the Torah obligates us to follow the king and his Svarim. Avki b'yoseinu toides Hashem, shleivim tachas hamemshala yorim haida. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the ability to live under this wonderful government. May its beauty be raised. B'chosa aleinu b'yesa seis b'sal kalafeah. Certainly we have to try as much as we could to down for the government. That's Pash Pshat in the Mishnah. Now I'll get to Drash. So, I don't know if you remember in the 60s, was it 68, the Koreans took the Pueblo. Remember the Pueblo? I'm the only one of them, not the only one who remembers this. They kidnapped a ship with American soldiers. So they wanted the soldiers to write home that everything is good. So one soldier wrote, "I haven't had such a good time since," and he named the name of a place. And the place was something like Sing Sing, you know, like, "Haven't had a good time since," and the Koreans thought one thing, and so here he's saying that everybody knows, you know, how much we love the Roman government. So everyone knows. So at any rate, that was stuck in for the censor, and now it comes to his pshat. Pirush HaRitva Malchus Shamayim. Now we're going to have to understand what that means, daven for the welfare of God's kingdom. What does that mean? So he explains it, although it takes him a little while to get to his point. Let's learn through the words. Ho'inyin yuvin al pi maimer chazal, kol makim sh'ata maitze gedulasei shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, sham ata maitze anvasanusai. It says, wherever you find mentioned the greatness of God, you mention, it mentions his humility. V'amru oid, lama oimrim baruch shem kavai machusle la'lavoye b'chashoi. Why do we say Baruch Shem quietly? So everyone knows, because Baruch Shem is the tefillah of Malachim. So he's not going with that pshat. He's saying a different pshat. He's saying that we're ashamed to say Baruch Shem Kavai Machus Eloi Lamvoed. In this paragraph he's going to say the following. He's wanting to explain the Yisrael and we'll see it. He says that to praise God as a Malchus of Hashem Yisrael Hashem Echad, that God is the Malchus of Klal Yisrael, that's a very small praise for God. God's Malchus is over all of us. So that's not praise for the Rabbi Nishal Olam, whose Metzius is beyond our grasp. So we whisper it because we're ashamed to say it because it's a pasnish. You know, it's not appropriate to say such a thing. He brings it from a Gemara Pesachim, Amorai Pesachim Nunvav, Lomai Mishem Kvai Machuzel Vai Bechashai, Moshe Labas Melech, Shericha Tzikei Kedera. Says there a marshal to a bas melech who's walking in the street, and let's say she smells some french fries. The queen's walking down the street, and she smells french fries. So, not pasva to stop at the french fry stand and buy french fries. So she tells herself, if I'm going to ask for the french fries, pasnush, that's not appropriate. If I'm just not going to eat it, so I'm going to be in pain. So she figures she'll whisper to her, one of her the boys that carries her luggage, say, you go buy french fries, and secretly, you know, bring it into my chambers, and then I'll have it. That's the Gemara's mashal. So he says the same thing for us. So it says, it's inappropriate for her to say it. Now, what's the marshal? Why is it Ganai for us to say Baruch Hashem? Ach yivur, ki inei b'amreinu, Hashem lakeinu, Hashem echad, eim asinei loymer, shu rak echad be'elukus. His achdus is in his godliness over us. Kim shu echad ma'amish, vein davar echad ba'ilam zulasai. God's echad is that there's nothing in the world beyond him. Ki lu rega echad yastir etzayinim v'kaloi lamais, if Hashem would hide his ratzim from all the whole universe, haya kaloi hayu, it would disappear. Saif safu tamu, it would be totally gone. Vayu kolay netzalu, it was like it never created. Zeh mitas kavaydeis bar shemay. Avuk shanu ayim shu melech aleinu humamish kavay shiyushbach melech gadol ki melech akfar katan. We're praising God that He's the melech on a small town. Ashu kidai bezayim veketzav. Koshin Hashem yizbarach eight net ech net tayra is ebetilas melech aleinu. Avu man nasa ritzayin zehu kavaydei. So wherever you find God's greatness, you find His humility. So it's God's desire that we be mamlechim. We have a mitzvah of being mekabelo malchus shemayim. Sha'amar v'naset sivui rotzel ahamtzi beruim me'ayin uli karei aleihem melech ha'olam l'gadol anvusai. V'keinu mamish genai loy kiviyachol loy mishamay l'chadvarim elu. So we do it, we're mekabelo malchus shemayim because God commanded us. But at the same time, we feel it's a genai. V'chol ha'kovid shenigadleinu b'zeh. That's all God's humility that He wants. Even when HaKadosh Baruch Hu's revelation of a Klal Yisrael was as great as Tzitzias Mitzrayim, still, it's Hashem's humility to say Baruch Hashem. Certainly nowadays, God's greatness is Mizrach Shemesh Ad Mevayim. Okay, so now where's he going with this? I'd like to explain. Well, let's finish. That's just the next paragraph. Now here, I want to explain his mahal. This is in my print, probably in yours as well. He tells you to look at Nefesh HaChaim Sharbeis. So there, Chaim Volozhin explains the davening of Klal Yisrael in the following manner. He says that to daven for the things you need, that's the idea of davening on a very simple and incomplete manner. Stand in front of God, you tell Him that you want whatever it is, the little things that we want. That's a very simple understanding. It's correct, but it's simple. The correct understanding, the deeper understanding, is the fact that in this world, Klal Yisrael are the symbol of God's Malchus. Even though Hashem's Malchus is on the whole universe, but the only people that proclaim Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad are the Yidden and the Shuls in Israel and in Chutz La'aretz, wherever we may be. So we are the example in this world of Kavod Malchus Shamayim. So we say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this is the covet of your Malchus, a nation that's oppressed, a nation that has difficulties, a nation that has tzaras. Imagine, if Klal Yisrael would be the princes of the world, then that would be Kavod Malchusai, then at least that would be still just a drop in the bucket for Malchusai. But it would be a glory for Kavod Malchusai. We'd say, Baruch Hashem, Kavod Malchusai. If Klal Yisrael would be revered in the world, or would be appreciated in the world, would have a greatness in the world, that would be Kvay Machusa. And therefore, we are supposed to be davening, and I'm not saying I do this every day, but when we daven for Rafeinu Hashem, Baruch Aleinu, etc., we say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, wouldn't it be wonderful if all of Klal Yisrael had a unique Hatzlach in the world, had a unique success in everything they did in the world, and the other nations looked at us with a reverence. These are the people of the book. These are people of God's Chumash, God's Torah. It would be Kavod Malchusai. The Baruch Shem Kavod Malchusai would be raised. So he says, that's Pshat. Having a beautiful Pshat. Having Mispalel B'Shloime Shal Malchus. You hear all the Pshat. When you daven and you want things, daven B'Shloime Shal Malchus. Daven for the Shleimus of Malchus Hashem. Hashem's Malchus is Shalem when he rules over a Klal Yisrael Yitzias Mitzrayim. It's not, still not his complete Malchus, but it's a different Malchus. So he says that's the idea of having Mispal B'Shloime Shal Malchus. Davin with the, Davin for that. Right. It was not because of that. You're right. It's not. From God's end, he's happy. Any Jews call him Kvay Malchusai. We dive in from our end. It's a relationship. From God's end, he's happy that way.
He pointed out that it was the davening. But Yizak Oel Hashem. Had he not davened, had he not cried out to Hashem?
They went to God out of Israel. That's what it says, Vayeda Hashem. Right. The truth, yeah. I think if I remember correctly, Rav Shachal Fuller Hirsch translated shame, God's name, as his revelation in the world. Because we don't, that's Musa's Baruch, we don't know, we don't know shame. So saying, blessed is Shem Kavai Malchus Elam Avad, the revealed Kavai Malchus in this world. Which I think fits well. You know? That's my Kavanah, Shem Kavai. That's the only way I understand his name. We keep on talking about God's name. So it's a little hard to understand what's in the name, you know. The person has a name because he's given a name. What's in the name? But I think that's the Rosh Hashanah verse says when we learned Tehillim, we had it. Years and years ago, we learned Tehillim here. Rosh Hashanah Hirsch said that's the idea of Shemai. Every time it says Baruch Hashem, or given talking about Baruch Hu Baruch Shemai, Baruch Hu Baruch Shemai, we mean blessed is the way Hashem is revealed to us. Think of Palm in that Torah Lamelach translates Elokeinu v'Elokei Aviseinu v'Elokei Avraham v'Elokei Yitzchak v'Elokei Yaakov in a similar way. He says Baruch Hashem Elokeinu. How do we understand? Well, we don't understand God. Who's God? So we tell God we don't understand. But okay, Avraham, okay, so okay, Yaakov. The obvious understood. So we refer to you as the God that they saw. That's the idea. Now in Yom Ha'iroim, the Hakdama that we hear to the davening in Atah Kodesh is also for Hashem to reveal Himself. Kavi Yachol. V'chein Yiskad Hashem Hashem Lekeinu Yisrael Amecha. Right, uvechains are that idea. These kadei shimcha, the tepachtachal kol maasecha. What are we davening for? We're davening that Hashem should be so revealed that all of your ma'asim ve'maschal kol maashavarasa. Then mechain tekover Hashem la'amecha tila riecha sikva tevelu shdorshecha chitzadikim yirismachu. What? That's all. Yalakvay mechosei olayin. Very good. If I have a feeling, I'm going to find the word shame more and more if I look enough. Shmecha, that's right. Okay.
It also fits with Yom Kippur.
Yes.
Because we're like Malachim. What does it mean we're like Malachim? That in Israel, Hashem is the...
Raised. So it's more appropriate to praise Hashem. That's very nice. Okay. It's very good. So it's a nice thought. It's a nice idea. Let's see. Vakavanahu achrei ashe yodanu ki einshim lechaitim einam b'toris yekami. Okay, here's also a side. I originally heard this vart. Certain Hasidish Mashkiach of Hasidish Yeshiva spoken to Arvadas, and he said that it's a yisoid that Hashem never punishes for a punishment. Every punishment is for a tikkun, is to fix something. A punishment just because you deserve a patch, God doesn't do. I remember when I heard it, I thought that's the Hasidish of art. You know, it's ain shim, pashup shah. Then never I saw never punishes just because you deserve a punishment.
Never does it.
Never does. Yeah, well, the punishment is always to fix things, to make things better. Then I saw that Rav Moshe, furthest from Chassidus HaTorah that could be, writes in one of the parashas, maybe it was Parashas Vayakel. He writes, not only he writes the Yesod, but he brings a Marsha. The Marsha is a halachic Marsha. There's a rule, ain einshin min hadin. That from a kal v'chaymer, you can't give a punishment. If you have, you can't say, for example, asay daich alois asay, right? The asay is more than alois asay. So make a kal v'chaymer. Ma daich alois asay, you get malchus. So an asay should also get malchus. Kal v'chaymer. If the kal gets malchus, certainly the chaymer. So we say ain einshin min hadin. Now why ain einshin min hadin? Why not given einish from a kavachaymis, and a marsha says, because Hashem only gives an einish if it's misakein the chait, and if malchus is misakein a lav, which is a smaller aveira, it may not be misakein a misasasei, which is a bigger aveira, and God doesn't give the einish unless it fixes it. So Rav Moshe brings this as a raya to this yisaid. That there's no such thing, at least in Olam Hazeh, I don't know how you explain Olam Haba, we'll see in a minute actually, but Hashem doesn't give punishments unless it's either a tikkun or an opportunity for tikkun for the person who's getting the einish. That's the idea. Now he says that here as well, let's at least see the beginning of his words. Hakavanuhu achrei ashiyadanu, ki einshim l'chaitim einam b'tayres nikami. It's not that God takes revenge, ka einish basav adam. Like a person who lashes out at someone. Rak behechrich, ki echet pa'omim alafa fosei la'adam, ki echet pa'atzmaim alafa fosei la'adam, the chet is attached to the person. V'tzar chabota v'nir lafridai, and you need chabota, you need to, like you have something stuck to a rug, you gotta bang it to make it come off. So you need some bang and some shaking, lafridai ulalabnei l'ratzai, to clean it, to whiten it, to wash it. So he says that's the same idea of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's punishments. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's punishments come that way. Okay, now he goes into a thought, which is, I think, a little long, and where our time is done. So Mitzvah Shem will pick up on this on Monday. God willing.